Well, hello, this is the Shady Groove coming back at you this week. We got a brand new podcast for you. This is podcast number 84, and we're going to be bringing you some great stuff, as we always do on the Shady Groove, bringing you some a little bit of everything, country, jazz, rock and roll, R&B, all those good stuff, and more. So let's just do it. Let's do it right now. This is the Shady Groove podcast 84. Let's kick it off. There's a couple of my favorite bands out there that just that have some new albums coming out. So you might hear some of those today. Got some brand new music, some old stuff, and some good stuff as always. So let's kick it off right now. Shiny Ribs. The Kevin Russell from the Gourds has got his alter ego Shiny Ribs and his solo thing right now. He's got a new album out. It's called Gulf Coast Museum, and this is a brand new one. The opening track, Sweeter Than the Scars. Check it out.
Yes. Learning to live. Heavy with your back and toe, once you start, away you go. Heading up the mountainside to see the sky before you die. Up and leave the world alone, if you don't, you'll never know. Not to fear, not to fear, the obvious is here. Looking for a little light of fire in the open night. You think the God you're looking for is tucked behind the devil's door. Question comes when you get old, everything that you've been told. Not to fear, not to fear, the obvious is here. The obvious is here. We'll be right back. heading up the mountainside to see the sky before you die.
To a vacation I just took. Just got back from Mexico. Wish I was still there. I'm stuck here in Philadelphia, and the East Coast is bracing for another big storm, winter storm, and it's March, so it's pretty crazy. But hope it blows through. I saw some shades of warm weather, and just hoping I was wishing I was back in Mexico. It's beautiful down there. Anyway, before that was Cake doing a track called Mexico off of their album in 1998, album called Prolonging the Magic. Chris Casper before that, the Philadelphia musician, doing a track off of his 2011 album, The First 100 Years of the Hardest. That was a track called Once You Start, Away You Go. Love the changes in that song. Pretty cool. And Ween showing their musical chops by doing a track called Learning to Love, like a bluegrass sort of just a really cool down-home kind of country song. And that was off of their 2007 album La Cucaracha. And before that, we started this podcast off with Shiny Ribs, frontman from the Gourds, one of the frontmen, and that was a track called Sweeter Than the Scars. Also, some really cool changes in that song as well, especially at the very end. It almost sounds like an Irish tune. Let's keep it rolling. Jim James, the head man from My Morning Jacket, has a brand new solo album, his first solo album. It came out. It's called Regions of Light and Sound of God. And this is one of the tracks off the album. It's called Of the Mother Again.
Thank you.
got me thinking about just how far I've been sinking. I guess I'll pour another drink in. It might help to numb the pain. I've been talking about the weather. I've been told I can do better. They say you really should forget her. Didn't want us to end that way. I didn't want us to end it all. Yeah, no shit didn't mean a thing to me. I suppose I won't inspire sympathy.
Hear music in the air up above my head. heaven somewhere. I'm in this room.
I'm in this room.
I hear singing everywhere. I'm in this room.
Get a little gospel in there from the Wood Brothers. That was off of their album Live Volume 2, Nail and Tooth. That was a track called Up Above My Head, originally recorded in the 1940s by Sister Rosetta Tharpe and Marie Knight as a duo. It's just an old gospel song that they'd done, and Elvis Presley had done it before, and you know, it's a cool tune that they did on their new on their live album. The live album came out last year, 2012. Before that was Brother Josephus. Brother Josephus doing some good old down home New Orleans funk and gospel and rock and roll there. That was a track called "Can't Help Myself." "Can't Help Myself" was a track off of Brother Josephus' album in 2009 called "Brother Josephus and the Love Revival Revolution Orchestra." And of course, we started that track off with Jim James of My Morning Jacket doing his solo thing, a track called "Of the Mother Again." It's a pretty cool new album called "Regions of Light and Sound of God." So let's keep it on rolling. It's about midway. Let's do the midway jam. But before that, we're gonna lead into the midway jam today with a couple of blues and gospel tunes as well, mainly blues. And the Midway Jam is going to be a blues one as well. So we'll hear from Bo Diddley going into the Rolling Stones. And then because next week, Tuesday, March 12th, is the anniversary of Live, the Allman Brothers Live at the Fillmore East, one of the best live albums of all time, we're going to do a track off of that. So check it out. This is Bo Diddley.
Told her to buy baby diamond ring. If that diamond ring don't shine, he gonna take it to a private eye. If that private eye can't see, he better not take the ring from me. Diddley called her Nanny Gold to make a pretty baby a Sunday coat. Oh, Diddley called her Bellcat to make a pretty baby a Sunday hat. Oh, Won't you come to my house with black cat bones? Take my baby away from home. Mother, that photo, where they been? Up to your house, I'm gone again. Bo diddly, have you heard? My pretty baby said she was a bird. she treat me like a king. Treat her like a dog.
Some good old blues for you right there. Man, it's kicking it. Dwayne Allman. Going back to 1971, live at the Fillmore East. The Allman Brothers, a track called Statesboro Blues. Before that, the Rolling Stones doing a track called I Just Want to See His Face. A lot of people have been influenced by that song. It's pretty cool. It was on their Exile on Main Street album. Amazing album, 1971. Jagger said in a book, Time Is On Our Side, he said that I think it was just originally a jam, he said, with Charlie Watts and Mick Taylor. It was originally just a trio, though other people may have been added eventually. It was a complete jam, he said. I just made up the song right there and then, and over the riff that Charlie and Mick were playing. That's how I remember it anyway. That's what he says. So pretty cool tune, though, and just a little bluesy, murky blues kind of thing, and really tribute to the blues, folk, and soul of the South. Bo Diddley doing a track before that. Rolling Stones have borrowed a lot from Bo Diddley, and that was a track called Bo Diddley off of his debut album, Bo Diddley, in 1955. It was released on the Chess label in 1958. So, good stuff. This is The Shady Groove, and you're listening to podcast number 84. Check it out. The new, the David Wax Museum is not a new album. It was a new album last year, 2012, but it's a good one, and you should definitely check it out. So here's a new track. Here is a track off of the 2012 album Knock Knock Get Up by the David Wax Museum. It's a track called Harder Before It Gets Easier.
You can barely breathe. You've been sobbing so hard, you can barely breathe. You've been stitching your heart on the outside of your sleeve. You've been stitching your heart on the outside of your sleeve. You've been wrung out and been down for grief. And the ocean of time, this moment will be brief. Will be brief. Unprepared. Knock, knock, fate, it does not care. Muddled position of our hearts will shift. Position of our hearts will shift. And someday this burden of loving will lift. This burden of loving will lift. And the difference between wrong and right. Unprepared. Knock, knock, fate, it does not care.
Amen.
baby is born in a mud hut with a worm fastened to his gut. With a worm fastened to his gut. Guess what store is open briefly and then they are shut. The circle of life is a wheel that gets stuck in a rut. Oh, I know it's gonna get harder before it gets easier. Does not care. Knock, knock, papers at the door. Knock, knock, too loud to ignore. Knock, knock, we were unsaid. Knock, knock, baby, does not care. Care. Care.
Please. says, honey, you must think I'm some kind of California fool. The way you treat me just like some kind of tool. Lisa says, hey, baby, if you stick your tongue in my ear, then the scene around here will become very clear. Lisa says,
Lisa Says. That was a track from Lou Reed, going back to 1969 when that track was first recorded. It was first released on his Lou Reed's debut solo album entitled Lou Reed in 1972. Cool song, Lisa said. Before that, Jimmy Cliff. And Jimmy Cliff has a new album, it was a new album in 2012. It's a great new one. It's called Rebirth. And really is a rebirth for him. One of his, just a really great brand new album of new songs. A couple of them are covers, and that was the one that we heard was a cover called Ruby Soho, the Rancid cover. He does a great job with that on some other ones. You'll definitely hear some more of that Jimmy Cliff album coming soon. And the David Wax Museum doing Harder Before It Gets Easier off of their Knock Knock Get Up album in 2012 as well. So, some good 2012 albums. That's about all the time we got for you for this podcast. This is The Shady Groove, and gonna be checking out. Hope you had a good time. As always, we hope you have a good time and you get some new stuff, maybe just hearing some things that you might want to revisit, and that's the hopes. So let's wind it on down and do the last one, as we do every week. This is The Gourds doing a track off of their album Bolsa de Agua, 2000 album, and there's a track called Flamenco Cabaret. Thanks a lot, folks, and I'll see you soon.
On the darkened stage, Perilla maintains a conversation with death, and the people are inhaling her, sobbing in the green mirror. Her long silk train sways back and forth. Lamps of crystal in green mirrors, while she calls death, but death never comes. Lamps of crystal.